present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a visit to Croydon. Town renowned for its friendly approach to visitors. Croydonians can often be heard saying, "Welcome to Croydon," before adding, "No, literally, you're welcome to Croydon." With a population of over 380,000, Croydon has applied to be a city four times and is always a popular entrant, especially amongst other towns, as with Croydon in the running, their chances increase immeasurably. It's Neville Chamberlain who's widely credited with the substantial redevelopment of Croydon town centre in the 1950s when, in the late 1930s, he failed to prevent World War II. Croydon's most famous daughter is, of course, the supermodel Kate Moss. Perennially popular, Moss is currently the creative director of Coca-Cola. Only after she signed up to be the global creative ambassador for Coke did she discover her job actually revolved around a soft drink. Kate Moss championed the look called the Croydon facelift. The style involves scraping the hair back so tightly to form a ponytail that it stretches the wearer's face. Likewise, a Honda Civic with tinted windows and a spoiler on the back is known as a Croydon penis extension. The Ludoquist on the High Street is a board game cafe which has over 1,000 board games for customers to play, ranging from Star Wars strategy games to the Dungeons & Dragons epics Tyrants of the Underdark and Betrayal at Baldur's Gate. The cafe serves a wide range of drinks and snacks and also hosts singles evenings, seven nights a week. And talking of sad people playing pointless games, let's meet the teams. On my left, please welcome Marcus Brigstock and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tony Hawks and Joe Brand. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with a round that's all about people with famous names. Every performer wants to see their name up in lights, but it's sobering to think that the addition of just one extra word would have left their reputations in tatters. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to add an extra name or word to that of a famous person, alive or dead, to make them sound rather less impressive. Graham, Common or Garden, you can start.
Vincent Camper Van Gogh.
Marcus.
Shania Choo Choo Twain.
Joe Own Brand.
Lloyd George Asda.
Tony.
Adele Laptop.
Liz Surgical Truss.
Jane Austen Allegro.
Ranulph Parking Fines.
Quasimodo Quarteng.
Stevie Wonderbra.
Colonel Gaddafi Duck.
Sitting Bullshit.
Lorraine Machine Gun Kelly.
Madonna Kebab.
Alexander Graham Bellend.
Katie, recommended retail price.
Gandhi Pandy.
Prince Andrew.
Well, this next round is called One Song to the Tune of Another. It's a game so simple in construction that explaining it would be an insult to intelligent people. So, teams, let me explain. A song is very similar to a one-bedroom flat for rent in Croydon. The flat represents the tune, whereas the tenant represents the lyrics. Any number of tenants or lyrics can pass through the flat or tune over the course of a year. However, when the estate agent turns up to show the property or tune to a new tenant or lyrics, he usually arrives late, looks like he's slept in his car, and although he's got the choice of 12 possible keys, can never find the right one. At the piano, Colin Sell. Incidentally, Colin tells us he's been asked to join the Stranglers. As December approaches, there's always work on the turkey farm. OK, we'll start with you. Marcus Brigstock, I'd like you to sing the words of Pimble Wizard by The Who to the tune of Do You Hear the People Sing from Les Miserables.
Since I was a young boy, I have played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. He plays by intuition, the digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb and blind kid, he sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard, there's got to be a twist. A pinball wizard has got such a supple wrist. How do you think he does it? I don't know.
Your turn now, Joe Brand. I'd like you to sing the words of Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood to the tune of Climb Every Mountain from this, on the Sound of Music.
To come. Relax, don't do it. Going down an octave when you want to suck and chew it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come. But shoot it in the right direction. Making it. Oh, bollocks, your intention.
Your turn now, Graham Garden. I'd like you to sing the words of The Funky Gibbon by The Goodies to the tune of Killing Me Softly with His.
With The Goodies, how do you do? We've just been down to the zoo. We saw a monkey in a cage doing a dance that could be the rage. It's not hard, so let's all do the funky gibbon. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Do, 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 do the funky gibbon. We are here to show you how. Ooh, 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 ooh. The funky gibbon is just like you, so come on and do the funky gibbon now. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
and you hear it like that, it makes you appreciate the quality of the lyrics, doesn't it? And finally, Tony Hawks, I'd like you to sing the words of Hanky Panky by Madonna to the tune of Harry Nilsson's Without You.
Some girls, they like candy, and others, they like to grind. I'll settle for the back of your hand somewhere on my behind. Treat me like a bad girl even when I'm being good to you. I don't want you to thank me. You can just spank me. Some guys like to sweet talk and others they like to tease. Tie my hands behind my back and oh, I'm in ecstasy. Don't slobber me with kisses. I can get that from my sisters before I get too cranky. You better like Hanky Panky.
The next round, word for word, is all about words. The Rapa Nui language spoken by the inhabitants of Easter Island contains the unique word tingo, which describes the act of borrowing objects you desire from a friend's house and not returning them. Linguists report that it's a word completely unknown outside the South Pacific Island communities and the British Museum. In this round, each team takes it in turn to exchange a series of words while the opposing team should challenge if they detect a connection between any of these words. OK, so I'd like you to start exchanging completely unconnected words. Marcus and Graham, Joe and Tony, your job is to try to spot a connection. If I uphold the challenge, I'll ask you to take over and so on. So off you go, please, Graham and Marcus.
Us?
Yes.
That was my word.
Oh,
Horseshoe.
Article.
Flakes.
Dandruff.
Delve.
Well, there's got to be a connection between flakes and dandruff, doesn't there?
It is, absolutely.
We didn't know how else to tell you, Tony, to be honest. the whole everyone here is sort of an intervention, to be honest.
Didn't you wonder why I got the vacuum on you before? There is a connection, flakes and dandruff, you're right. So over to you, Tony and Joe.
Bacon.
Cleaner.
Epidemiology.
Draft.
Toddy.
Graham.
Oh, nothing like a draft toddy.
Yeah, is that a toddy that's just, you know, on a tap?
Yeah, a toddy on tap, yeah.
Toddy on tap, no.
Toddy on tap. It's a little village.
I think we're going to have to let them have that, actually, Joe. I'm sorry, sorry to say. Normally, I would...
No probs, Jack.
Over to you, Graham and Marcus.
Pangolin.
Swivel.
Gusset.
Mulch.
Tony, was that?
Yeah, well, clearly, mulch builds up in the gusset.
Yeah, Tony, we didn't really know how else to tell you. This is a sort of intervention, in a way.
Mm. You didn't use the vacuum cleaner on that, did you?
Not as brave as others might be. It's over to you, Tony and Joe.
Crowbar.
Oh, the gong has gone, and that means it's the end of the game. If only we'd had more time. Well, this next round is all about business and selling. It was statesman Theodore Roosevelt who said, "Believe you can and you're halfway there." An inspirational leader, but bloody awful in bed. This is an improvisational round in which one team will be a door-to-door salesperson and the opposing team a householder on whose doorbell the salesperson has just rung. However, the catch is that during their interaction, each team must exchange one word each at a time. Okay. Graham and Marcus, I'd like you to be the salesman in this round, while Joe and Tony will be the owners of the house on whose doorbell salesman Graham and Marcus are about to ring. So off you go, please.
Hello.
How
the
hell
did
you
get
here?
I
want
you
to
look
at
this.
I'd
better
put
my
glasses
on.
Don't
you
worry
about
the
noise.
It's
quite
quiet.
Although
when
you
get
frisky
with
it,
it
does
tend
to
hum.
What
the
hell
is
it?
This
is
the
deluxe
family
sized
economy
version
of
the
device
which
you
can
see
in
my
hands.
Is
it
a
German
vibrator?
Nine.
It
is
certainly
not
that.
It's
French.
Sorry,
I
think
you
might
be
not
at
the
correct
point
in
your
life. I
want
some
information
about
your
product.
Well,
this
is
a
remarkable
piece
of
engineering.
Look
at
how
quickly
it
moves.
Whoops.
There
it
goes.
Have
you
lost
your
will
to
live?
Because
I
have. What?
Do
you
want
now?
You
didn't
let
me
explain
what
this
is.
Yes,
I
did.
Well,
that's
it.
Let's
go
next
door.
Well, it's now time for a round that's all about titles, and it's called Trail of the Lonesome Pun. The people whose job it is to come up with ideas for radio and TV shows can be remarkably lazy with their programme titles. So I'll ask the teams to share examples of programmes where the content has been contrived to suit what someone thought would make a clever title. Marcus, you can start.
Drama Now on 2 is a group of behatted thugs wander around Birmingham trying to make as many smoothies as they can in Peaky Blenders.
And, Joe.
Over on ITV, we'll be travelling to the home counties to hear a lot of angry old men complaining about immigrants in Racists from Newbury.
Tony.
On Channel 4 tonight, another young lady looking for the perfect partner takes her pick of five men, all completely nude, who stand before her as the studio temperature plummets to minus 5 degrees. That's naked contraction.
Graham.
Later on ITV, Kay Adams, Janet Street Porter, Denise Welsh and Colleen Nolan discuss the death penalty. That's noose women.
In a candid and deeply moving documentary, celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay reveals how for many years he struggled with genital lice. That's Ramsey's Itching Nightmares. On tour.
Fans of cannibalism are in for a treat at nine tonight when four blindfolded members of the public tuck in and have to identify a celebrity who has been butchered and cooked for them by Gordon Ramsay. Don't miss Who Do You Think You Ate?
There's something for younger viewers now over on BBC Two with the charming tales of a kindly old lady in South London who spends her time knitting small woolen pouches for local gentlemen to ensure their testicles don't get cold. That's the Warm Balls of Wimbledon, starting now on BBC Two.
At 11 o'clock on Radio 4, our regular look at the state of the government. That's the very week in Westminster.
Well, the next game is a musical one called Songstoppers. And despite their frivolous image, many of our more groundbreaking stage musicals have reflected the social issues of their time. I hear Andrew Lloyd Webber is already planning reworkings of hit musicals, but with a COVID-inspired twist. These include Jesus Christ Superspreader. And, of course, there's no business like show business, hospitality, hairdressing, gyms and nail bars. So, in this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs. It's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. And piano accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell, who was himself brought up in Croydon. Rather excitingly, a cleaner recently discovered a 50-year-old score from Colin's appearance at Croydon Civic Hall back in 1972. The score was Rachmaninoff 3, Colin 0. OK, you can go first, Tony and Joe. Can we have your medley of first lines now, please? And for this round, Tony Hawkes has brought in his guitar to accompany himself in some of the songs.
Nobody knows where my Johnny has gone.
Have you looked in your wallet? Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
Now you're here in Croydon. It ain't no big thing.
I think that's an understatement.
I met a gin-soaked barroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride.
Maybe don't include that in the eulogy. I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Well, that'll explain why Bubbles always has that smile on his face. My mind, and in my dreams I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello.
Hello, is that the police? All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4.
Okay, your turn now, Graham and Marcus. Can we have your first line medleys now, please?
First I was afraid, I was petrified.
And then they introduced the energy price cap and I am just afraid again.
close my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain.
With your eyes closed.
It's been 7 hours and 16 days.
And the laxative hasn't helped at all.
People try to put us down.
Well, you did bite the postman, so...
It must seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Pork markets.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
That's unlikely.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination.
Yes, but that ticket is a split fare weekend advance super saver day return. And for this train, you need the advance weekday off peak split fare super single, so it's not valid, is it?
I have often walked down the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before.
Been having a little drink, have we, sir?
It's a marvellous night for a moon dance.
Oh, for God's sake, pull your trousers up.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the fuel bill of fate lands on the doormat of destiny before the parky pensioner of paranoia disconnects the smart meter of malevolence, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha and myself, and our audience here in Croydon, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Tony Hawks, Joe Brand, Marcus Brigstock and Graham Garden were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dipp, and the producer was John Naismith.
And Jack D and the team will be back next Monday at